Do you have those nasty zombies banging down your door? Well, here are a bunch of ways to make your doors zombie-proof.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Where will you be when the zombie apocalypse happens? Probably in your Minecraft house. But those little buggers, those zombies, keep knocking down your door. Let's stop that from happening. So here are a few tips for keeping those zombies out. We have a normal little house here with normal wooden doors, and inside we can put in a villager, and what this will do is make sure that zombies try to attack inside of this house. Now, what happens when zombies attack is they will come right on up to the door. We have a little button. No villager. Please don't. Good. Yeah, there you go. Run away. That's what we want. And they have a chance of starting to break down these doors. It doesn't always happen, but every once in a while it will. Here are a few tips on making sure that even if it does, you are safe. First is the simple replacing your wooden door with an iron door. If you do that, there is no chance that a zombie can break it down. And here, let's be prepared when this guy comes into this house here with a nice diamond sword. So let's let him in and keep this villager safe. So if we remove these doors and replace them with iron ones, this is probably the tip that everybody knows. Now, in order to open these up, you do need to power them with either a button or a pressure plate. Remember that a pressure plate that a zombie could step on it and open the door for you. Zombies cannot push buttons, so therefore the door would open only for the human type. Now let's say either you don't like the aesthetic or you don't like that you have to hit these buttons and give it a redstone current. Well, you can replace these back to your wooden door, and to make sure that zombies won't break through, on top, up here, just add a little bit of gravel. What will happen is if the zombie does break the door, the gravel will fall, causing it to block its path just a little bit. This would be better because he can just jump right up over here. So it's best if you have a sort of jump up to your door, and then this is too high and he can't get over. That's a quick and simple way. Another one that a lot of people don't realize is that you can actually put your doors on backwards. What do I mean by this? Hey, villager, we're going to keep you safe. If you turn over here and place your door to the side, it places it facing this way. And if you open the door, it will fall into place. Now, the one downside is that this doesn't quite work on these double doors, which we have here, because each door will now be on its own access point, and it won't know that these need to be merged together. But essentially, this door is left in the open position, which means that the zombies' pathfinding skills are not smart enough to realize that they can open an already opened door, keeping you or your villager safe. Next is fence gates. Not many people know, but these fence gates here, which are very easy to craft, require very little wood, can also stop zombies because they don't realize that they can bang these down. In fact, there's no animation in-game for a zombie to break a fence gate. Now, the one downside to this is that if creepers come along and see your fence gate, they will activate and blow up. To get around this, you can put a fence gate on top of a fence gate. You can even destroy these ones below, and now creepers will not be able to see you and activate as easily. This also helps against skeletons, because skeletons will not fire through these fence gates, but if they're below, they can fire above them. Now, let's get into some other techniques, and this uses block glitching in Minecraft. So let's go over to a little area that I have set up over here. And we have a few different block glitch techniques which make sure that zombies will not spawn. Let's go ahead and also grab a zombie spawning egg. This first one uses slabs, and as you can see, you can walk straight through the slabs, just like this. But if you put a villager on one side and a zombie on the other, The zombie will try to attack the villager, but he can't quite understand that this is an area that you can walk through. What the zombie is seeing is he expects this to be one block and another block, and that's a one-block gap that he can't get through. So his AI will never allow him to cross through this area. Now, you can, on most of these, push the zombie up and through, and then he will be able to get it, but his AI will never take him there. Another one is using fences, so we can test this out again. Put a villager on one side, zombie on the other, and he will not understand what's going on here. Of course, you could, if you wanted to, push him through to get to the zombie, and you can, of course, walk through these as well. A lot of people don't like this because it's not very pretty. You have to use two different types of fences, otherwise they will join together like this. And so it's not really the best looking option, but it is kind of a cool option if you wanted to, say, add something to your outer wall. Finally is this setup with the cobblestone fences and carpet on top. Normally you walk up to a fence and you can't jump over it because it's 1.5 blocks tall. But if you add carpet to it, you can actually, what you're actually doing is jumping on the carpet first, and then you're stepping onto the fence gate. And you can even see that in my view here if I jump on the carpet and then pop up onto the fence gate and get over it. And then you can add stairs to the other side if you want. So we'll test this one out. Put a zombie over here. Wow, he spawned with a, oh, and he's just going to go after that villager over there. See if we can, no, okay, come on, zombies. This isn't fair. Let's close you in and put him down. Put a villager here, and as long as the villager isn't stupid enough to run over there and join the zombie should not be able to jump over that. And this works because zombies don't understand, and mobs, all mobs, in fact, don't understand that carpets are something that you can walk onto. This is sort of something that the player has to realize. This isn't in their AI yet. Yep, stupid villager. So using this technique, you can actually do really, really interesting things. And right now we have this lover's quarrel between this villager and this zombie, and neither of them are moving. Why is that? Because underneath we have these signs that are holding up the carpet. So we can actually, you know, see that they're going straight through there. This is very, very simple to add. So let's grab a sign, and let's also grab a carpet. And that's, there we go, pick block tool. If we put down a sign and put a carpet on top of it, just like this, bloop, you have a little way to stand on it without actually falling through the sign. And mobs do not understand that this is something that they can walk on. That's why these guys are just standing completely still, because they, in their brain, have nowhere to walk to. And using a design like this bridge is a nice way to separate your dark land from your bright land to make sure that no mobs transfer from one to the other. So this is 8 useful tips for you keeping those bad mobs out. And remember that the signs with the carpets will work with any mob, including those spiders and skeletons. I've pulled a lot of inspiration from a few places, so there's links to that in the show notes if you want to see the original sources that I used to make this episode. If you have any tips that you'd like to send our way, or just suggestions or feedback, feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. If you'd like to follow my personal channel, you can head over to youtube.com/omgchad, and you subscribe to this show at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!